Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. Hope everybody's having a fantastic day out there. Currently 52 degrees, maybe a little bit of rain in the forecast. But as soon as that moves on, we will warm it up to around 70 for a high today. And joining us in studio this morning is Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And he does have a special guest that we'll talk about here in just a second. But good morning, Charles. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Kyle. It's a beautiful day, and it's good to be with you today. And I want to read a few verses from Matthew chapter 25. It says, "When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me." That's a sobering verse, And oftentimes I think when I'm with someone that is in need, it's real easy for me to step back and say, and it's really easy for humanity to step back and say, well, does this person really need this? And it's our decision to just, you know, decide, you know, whether they're deserving or not. But I really many times think that needy people that we come in contact with is a test. And it's a test of what's going to come out of us, what's going to come out of our heart. And is it generosity or is it stinginess? And that's been a sobering thing to me. And many times that interaction is not maybe about that person that we're seeing, but it's about our response to that person. And Jesus is saying, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. So that's just a little devotional for us today. So how's your world going, Kyle?
Everything is going pretty good in my world, and just been very, very busy as of late. And before we get started with our main topic, I was out there at the car show this past weekend. Looked like it was a lot of fun this past weekend. Just kind of tell us how it all shook out and how it went.
It went great. It went great. We had several hundred, if not more than a couple hundred, but a good number of people that came through the car show. Had the perfect weather. It was mostly overcast, not too bright and sunny out there in the parking lot, but it just could not have been more of a perfect day. We had really awesome cars that turned out, and car owners that turned out to show their cars, and had bounce houses and food, and it was just a great all around experience. We're so thankful for everyone that was able to make it. And hope they enjoyed themselves. And I would just say, be watching the announcements for the next one. So it was that positive of a thing. We learned some things. It was our first one, and so that we saw some shortcomings and some areas for improvement. But overall, it could not have been better.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun though out there. I got to gave me a tour of the office, which it was very cool to be able to see that and kind of see how everything works out there. So I definitely appreciate you taking me through the office there. It was very, very cool. So we do have a special guest with us today that you brought with us today, and it's Linda Follett, and she is from Genesis. And Linda, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing just great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on here today. And Charles, I guess you just kind of want to just kind of introduce Linda to everybody. And what we're going to be talking about this morning.
So thank you, Kyle. Well, Linda, I'm always on the lookout for people that have a vision, and that people that have a vision for something greater. And, you know, vision involves seeing things that don't exist yet. And, but a true visionary has a way to get there. And I've just been inspired talking to you. And I would just like for you to share sort of a little of your background and then show us what your vision is for Coffeyville.
All right. Thank you, Charles. First of all, I want to say those verses that you read, those are the verses, the very beginning of my let's say, career of helping people.
Okay.
Those verses touched me.
Okay.
That's what I'm supposed to do. Those are my life verses.
Interesting. So, interesting. Yes. I was not aware of that.
Yes. And not originally from Coffeyville. I lived most of my life near Seattle, Washington.
Oh, wow.
And people, when I say that, people always say, well, how'd you end up in Coffeyville? Well, Kansas was the last place on earth I ever thought I would live. But in 2013, we found my husband had stage 4 breast cancer. And his three kids at that time lived in Coffeyville. So we decided they needed some time together. So we moved back here, and they had 3 years together. So here I am, all my family's in Washington, I'm in Coffeyville. And I just said, Lord, where do you want me? I liked Coffeyville. I liked it here. I said, you choose. And the very next week, someone called and said, hey, I've got a job for you. Event coordinator at the Brown Mansion. So I went and interviewed, got the job. So I guess I'm staying here, right?
Sure.
So I started doing that, and then and doors started opening. I had started volunteering for Genesis, the food bank. So I started working there, and now as for the last 2 years, I've been the director.
Wow.
There. So that's how I got here.
Wow, that is...
I'm very well embedded in Coffeyville now.
Okay, that is awesome. That is awesome. So I know you're the director at Genesis, the food bank for the area that helps feed countless people.
Right. We average around 300 families per month.
Awesome.
Yes.
That is a heavy load to carry.
Yes.
But... it sounds like your vision doesn't stop there.
No. Originally, Genesis was formed in 1998. And all of those years, until the end of 2019, we not only helped with food, but we helped financially. Mm-hmm. If someone couldn't pay all their rent or had a utility bill maybe they couldn't take care of, or a prescription they couldn't pay for, or something like that, we could help them. Well, at the end of 2019, we were very low on funds, and if we were going to operate as a food bank, we had to stop helping financially, which we did. Well, that left a giant hole in Coffeyville, because other agencies had pulled out recently, too, and it really just left Salvation Army. We formed a new nonprofit 501c3 called Coffeyville Alliance of Ministries.
Okay.
It has kind of morphed into something different. It is a referral and resource center to help people with we do all kinds of things. And what's happened is I've located resources outside of Coffeyville that help people in Coffeyville, but nobody knew about them.
Awesome.
And so I have been able to collect these resources and then spread that to other people, say, hey, you need to call here. And so I was pretty well self-funded the first year. Because I was referring people to other agencies. But then Coffeyville Community Foundation gave us a grant, so that helped. And then as of this year, people are slowly starting to donate because they see the need for it. So we are able to help. I mean, I've even paid postage for a woman to mail her food stamp application because she didn't have that.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So people in our audience are listening and probably thinking, you know, what can I do? What do I have that could make a difference? What would you say? How would you reply to that?
Well, first of all, in relation to Genesis, we do take donations of food, but we also take monetary donations. We can actually buy the food cheaper than you can.
Okay.
To bring it to us. So that's how you
money goes
help.
Further.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because of our, you know, we purchase it through Wichita Food Bank, and the prices are usually cheaper.
Right.
All right. Coffeyville Alliance of Ministries. Not only do we help, you know, financially, but we collect mattresses, couches, any kind of furniture that someone would need. Refrigerators. There's a huge demand for refrigerators. There's a lot of people in Coffeyville who do not have a refrigerator.
Wow.
That's hard to believe, but that is true.
Wow.
Simple things like a homeless person gets an apartment. Mm-hmm. They have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A domestic violence family relocates here, so a mom and two little kids. An agency may help them with a house, but there's nothing in it.
Things we take for granted.
Yes. And I visited this woman, and there was hardwood floors throughout her house, and she and her two little babies were on the floor.
Wow. Wow. Well, we are going to take a short break, and I want you to pick up here. So I think that's exciting that everyday items that we might have in our garage, in storage, could be put to work to make a difference in somebody's lives.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
Kyle, I'm going to send it back to you.
All right. So what we're going to do, we'll continue the conversation after this 1 minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Charles and Linda. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday morning. And welcome back here. We are on Ask the Experts with Charles Skank. And they're having a conversation today with Linda Follett. And Charles, again, we're having a great conversation with Linda, hearing lots of great stuff from her, and let's go ahead and continue that conversation.
Thank you, Kyle. So, Linda, I appreciate what you have been saying, and if you could tell us one thing, because I know there's needs all around us all the time. There's needs. What do you see as the biggest need that our audience could help with right now?
Well, right now, I get more calls for mattresses than anything else.
Is that right?
We did have some from a hotel, and we went through like 30
okay.
in a couple of months.
Okay.
We do have storage place for them, mm-hmm. so we do have that. But right now, that's the number one thing. I mean, anything from refrigerators. What I tell people, if your house burned down mm-hmm. and you lost everything, and you got a house with no money to buy anything, what would you need? Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
Okay. Okay. But the number one thing on that list would be mattresses.
Right
that's
now, that's it.
And that's something we just take for granted, just like
yes.
the floor below us and the ceiling above us.
That's right.
So if somebody has a mattress or some other household item mm-hmm. that they would want to do something with and get rid of, and donate, how would they get in contact with you?
They could call me. The Coffeyville Alliance of Ministries number is 620-313-0932.
So 313-0932.
Right.
And do they just need to bring it to... Is there a certain drop-off location as well?
Well, if that has, we have to coordinate that.
Okay.
If they can deliver it, that's great. Sometimes mm-hmm. they can't, so mm-hmm. then I arrange to have someone pick it up. Many times when someone will call and say, hey, I've got a refrigerator, before we can go pick it up, somebody will call and say, hey, I'm in desperate need of a refrigerator. So we take it from one house straight to the other.
That's interesting.
Yes, it's great how that works out.
You know, God does that.
Oh,
it works
yes.
in mysterious ways.
Yes, yes.
And so I would say that if you feel like, you know, I really need to do something with this item that's taking space in my garage or my storage or my extra bedroom, yes. It's very possible that's coming from God.
That's right.
That's helping to fill a need in somebody else's life. And
that's right.
If you're done with it, it might be some time for someone else to start using it. So
that's right.
313-0932, and you can help them know where to drop it off, or yes, help somebody get it arranged to pick it up. Right. That's awesome. Well, I just want to thank you, Linda, for being on with us this morning. I'm inspired, and I'm excited, and I just hope, I know we have the best listeners in the world.
Yes.
And I hope that your phone rings with needs that can be met through this conversation today. And so I just want to thank you for coming on with me today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. In closing, Kyle, I just want to remind everybody where we're at. We're Skank Insurance in Independence at 2801 West Main, Suite A. And our phone number is 620-331-8800. We have a drawing going on for at 690plan690plan.com. Go in and put your email address, go through the steps, and we're being entered. You can be entered for a pellet barbecue grill, and we'd be glad to have everybody enter that would like to. So I want to thank you for having me on, Kyle.
Absolutely. We definitely appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next Friday. And Linda, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. You as well. All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.